Wasatch County School Board of Education must make some adjustments in response to the overcrowding issues they face now that the $150 million bond went down to defeat. Communications Director John Moss says this year they're looking at a $4.4 million shortage, and while they need to deal with the bond failure, their more pressing work is to figure out how to proceed with the revenue shortfall caused by an error in the assessor's office. He says they'll draw down on some of their tax reserves and put off certain capital projects.
Assess a single dwelling is a $1 billion home, and it's changed all the tax rates for everyone. It shorted us on the money that would be coming to us this year, so we're dealing with that. That's actually been a higher priority for the board to deal with than what are we going to do because the bond didn't pass.
Moss says they held the school tax rate steady for this year, and he isn't sure yet what they'll need when they hold the next Truth in Taxation meeting next year. If the school bond had passed, they plan to build a new Midway Elementary School. He says they currently have 4 portables on the property, which provide 8 classrooms.
Midway will have to stay in use until we can find a way to replace that. So that is one, obviously, that we won't be taking down. We'll be making some adjustments there. We don't know that we can really add portables, but the property isn't large. If it's only an 8-acre piece of property, it would be more likely that in another year or two, we would start adjusting our bus route and busing kids to other schools.
Had the bond succeeded, they would have used most of the $150 million to build a second Wasatch County High School north of Heber. The board finalized the purchase of the property that will house a future high school.
It was a fairly complicated purchase. And one of those was the Heber City itself. They owned 2.02 acres on the corner of the property where we would like to build this new school. They traded that acreage to us for some acreage that the school district has over next to our bus garage that's right at the end of the Heber City Airport runway. And our board approved that last night. That was the final piece of the purchase for the land where we would like to put our new high school.
The board does not plan to initiate another school bond right now. Moss says they will regroup and ask the community what they want to do to address the anticipated growth in the district. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.